Hello and welcome back to the Yellow Pod. As always, I am your host, Adri P. If you're new here, thank you so much for coming by to check out the podcast today. If you are a returning listener, I appreciate the motherfucking heck out of you. And you're the bee's knees, bro. Like, you rock. I feel like I say this every week, but last week was busy. I mean, but it was like a good busy. Like, I did a lot of fun things. Friday was my girlfriend's 25th birthday. So I took off work from both jobs so I could make sure that I spoiled her extra hard and extra good and made the whole day about her. And it was really fun. We got to sleep in together, and then she opened her presents, and then we went to this new little lunch spot that we found, and it was so cute. It was called the Bottle House, and it was over in like Madrona, Seattle area. Adorable place. Would highly recommend. Was very cute. We will be going back there. And then we came home, we got re-ready, and then our friends came over, and then we went out and we danced all night, and it was a lot of fun. It really, really great time. Back to the Bottle House, you go, and it's like a winery, I guess, kind of. It's not like a legit winery. It's just like they serve really good wines, and they have like a lot of really great wine things. And one of the like appetizers that you can get is a cheese board. And you can also get like a charcuterie board, and dependent on what drink you get, they like pick the cheeses. If you get a cheese board, they pick the cheeses for you. If you get like a charcuterie board, they like pick all the aspects of the charcuterie board for you. And it was so good. Like, we've tried cheese that I don't think I ever would have tried if I had not gone there. And my drink, if you're familiar with Aperol Spritz, I love those things. And then I saw on their menu, I was like, a Ramona Spritz, sign me up. So good. It's like a grapefruit based like spritz, essentially like an Aperol spritz, but it's a little bit more sweeter because it has grapefruit in it. Oh my gosh, it was 10 out of 10. The whole vibe there is very like Frenchy, and it's so cute. I would highly recommend for like a little date night or date lunch, whatever we went for lunch. So yeah, definitely check that out. It's called the Bottle House. It's over in Seattle, the Madrona area. Dang, I was so social this week, and normally I'm not, but this is great because I used to be a little social butterfly, and then ever since COVID, I've really been comfortable not being social and really just hanging out with myself or like Madison or like people who I'm like very comfortable around, and like I'm like, okay, I don't have to like do much to like entertain you, like those types of friends, which is great. But damn, I was really social this weekend. Saturday, I worked, I got to photograph a like corporate event for Lululemon, which was really cool. Like, I met a lot of really dope people, and just the whole experience, even me just being there as like a photographer and like experiencing it with them, was really awesome. And like the people that I met have so much depth to them, and they're just like good ass humans, you know, like, you know, when you meet those people and you're like, okay, yeah, you're dope, you got some depth to you. You're not just like boring, basic. Like, there's so much to this person, and this person wants to know so much about you. And it was so much fun. And then after that, stopped by my friend's birthday party. We also celebrated him a little bit, like when we went out for Madison's birthday, but it was his birthday. Stopped over there, and then I was like, I gotta dip. I'm exhausted. My social battery is negative. It does not exist. It's gonna take a couple days to recharge. And then like the rest of the week, I just had like my normal work stuff, you know, school, trying to get all that done. I am so close to being done with school. I cannot even explain to you my excitement once I am done with this. Like, I'm just ready to be done with homework. It's really been a struggle for me these last like three courses. There's only four courses in my life coach certificate, and after the first one I was like, fuck, I don't want to do any of this. Like, it's just takes up so much of my time. Like, there's other things I want to be doing, and I just don't want to do it. It's been a real challenge for me to like get my homework done, because there's other things that I'd rather be doing. I don't want to be doing my homework. But 8 weeks left. I started my last course. I'm halfway through the week, my first week with that course. I'm literally so close. Like, I can feel like the freedom. I'm just like, oh my God, please. Like, let's just get this thing going and let's get it done. Anyways, with all that being said, today's episode is really like I just want to share some things that I've been going through with you all, and maybe it'll help you. I don't know. But yeah, it's about like communicating properly and learning your triggers, like learning you as a person and how you, I guess, like navigate this life. You know, and I'm like, it's a lot about myself, but maybe you can apply it to you. Lately, I've been realizing, I've known this. I cannot communicate for shit. I cannot communicate. It's really hard for me to share my feelings with people. And as weird as that is, because I have this podcast and all my stuff is like, feel your feelings. And I'm always telling people, like, just feel your feelings. Tell me what you feel. Be like open and vulnerable. But then I can't do the same. And it's because I don't know how, and I don't trust myself. And I've mentioned me not trusting myself here on this podcast before and kind of like where I think that stems from. I can go over it again, but it's really difficult for me to voice anything that could be differing from someone else, like whether it's my opinion or it's my, if my feelings were hurt because of something or anything in that realm, if I know that it is differing from a differing opinion from another person, it is so hard for me to voice it. And I think it's just, yeah, it's just real hard. And at first, when I like first started realizing this, I was like, oh my gosh, like what is my problem? Like, am I just like a sensitive little bean? Like, why does this like happen? And then I was thinking about it, like, something, I don't remember the situation. Something happened between me and Madison, and internally I was like, and it wasn't like a fight. It wasn't a conflict. It was just something that she said that kind of like, it essentially triggered me, which then made me go back to like when I was living with my parents and like kind of like my default setting. And I just like shut down internally, and I just like got quiet for a little bit, and I was like processing, and I was like, why do I feel like this? Like, what is going on? And it wasn't until like a couple days later when I like realized, I was like, that triggered me, which then made me shut down. And like, I then realized, I don't know my triggers. I do not know my triggers. And I know for a fucking fact, I made an episode about know your triggers, really know yourself so you can blah, blah, blah. I don't know mine. I've been lying to you all. I'm sorry. I straight up like don't know what mine are, and it comes from a place of not trusting myself with my own feelings. And this mistrust comes from, I really wholeheartedly believe it comes from my childhood and just the way that emotions and things were handled in my family. It was very kind of like shove it under the rug type of thing. Like, we don't really have time to deal with it. There's no crying in baseball. Big girls don't cry. Things like that. Like, shove it under the rug, or you were sent to your room to deal with it yourself. And, or you were just kind of like told that you were being dramatic and like life, that thing is really not that bad and you just need to like chill out. And I think living with this and like being, I guess, essentially told this and taught this really shaped who I am today. And I don't know, like, I can't trust my own feelings when I'm either upset by something that someone said, or I feel sad because they said something to me, or I feel like attacked, or I feel any negative connotation with something that someone has said or a situation that arises. I don't know if I'm supposed to be feeling that way. So then I don't voice anything and I don't say anything in the moment because I'm like, I don't know. Like, is that a legitimate feeling that I'm feeling? Is this allowed? Am I allowed to be feeling this, or am I being dramatic? Essentially is what it comes down to. And it's that disconnect between myself and my own feelings and the way that I feel about things that then portrays into like me not being able to communicate and not being able to have conversations with people in order to fix the situation for myself. And then I just kind of like let it pass. And by the time I like think through it and I'm like, no, Adri, like you can feel that way. That's like legitimate. Like you can feel that way. By the time I've like thought through that and convinced myself that it's okay to be thinking the thing, the like feeling the thing that I'm feeling, it's too late to like voice anything about the situation. Like the moment has completely passed, and then I'm just like, I've convinced myself to not bring it up, because then it's like, why are you bringing it up so late? Why couldn't you have brought it up like 20 hours ago or like 2 days ago? And then I just don't say anything. But then here's the kicker, is I start getting like frustrated because I'm keeping it all in and I'm internalizing it. And then it's like, it's almost like I'm building like resentment towards that person. And this has happened with so many different people, and it doesn't matter who it is. And it's like, and I hate using the word resentment because that's so negative, and it's so like, to me, it just feels really aggressive, but that's literally like the feeling that I get inside of me. And it's like, I just get like angry towards that person, but I can't be getting angry towards that person because I never said anything to begin with. I never spoke up and advocated for myself. I just let it go, pushed it under the rug, told myself, yeah, you're validated to feel that way. It's too late to bring up the situation now to talk it out with that person. So you just got to deal with it. Next time, make sure you bring it up. So then I'm getting frustrated. And then in the next time that something happens with that person, I'm already like annoyed internally towards them without telling them. So then something happens and then I'm like annoyed to like level two. We like bump up a level, and it's just like, it's not good, because then I start getting sassy. I start getting like really short fused, and I start getting like very irritable, and just like, I turn into like this grumpy person. And it's like, I don't want to be grumpy. And essentially I brought this on myself, because I never voiced my problem with the issue with the situation in the first place. So then I just feel like, I'm like, I got myself in a real pickle here, because I am now annoyed with a person because I basically made myself annoyed. And while I'm even saying this now, like, I can't put all the blame on myself, but from my point of view, I dug myself into this hole because I'm just not voicing a differing opinion or a feeling or anything that arises when it's like negative. And I do know. Me and my girlfriend talked about it. I will share with you all our conversation about it. So I started this conversation and I asked her, and I was like, hey, can I ask you like a favor? Like, I really need your help in like kind of teaching me how to communicate. And it's not even just like communication like day to day. It's just like communication when disagreements arise, or like when I start to get like funky and I shut down, because I do that so often and it's so annoying. And she's like, yeah, like what do you mean? Can you like give me an example? And we like talked about an example that happened. And I was like, in this moment, instead of me just like shutting off and just doing whatever you had told me to do, instead of like the opposite, like what I had wanted to do, I was like, can you like help me like literally learn how to speak the words out to you, so then like we can communicate about it instead of me just doing whatever you had said to do? And then she was like, yeah, like I can help, like obviously, like more than happy to like help you. And then we like started talking about other things, and she asked me, she was like, she's like, why do you think it's like hard for you to communicate? And I was like, I think I just like, I don't want to be the one ruffling feathers. And I think it's just easier if I'm like essentially perfect. And she's like, yeah, you do have a problem with like being perfect. And I was like, yeah, like I know I do. I put so much pressure on myself to be perfect, especially in like a relationship where I just like, I never want to hurt the other person. So I put all this immense pressure on myself to be perfect and be the absolute perfect partner and make sure that I'm not like hurting her or like ruffling any feathers or like disagreeing. Like, it's just easier if I just go along with everything. And it's not that like, and it's just straight up like, I don't want to be like a burden. In my brain, that's like me being a burden if I voice anything. And then we talked about that. She's like, you're never going to be perfect. And I was like, in my little like perfectionist heart was like, meh. And I was like, no, you're right. Like, and I shouldn't have to be perfect, because that's what a relationship is. It's just two imperfect people just like loving each other and doing life together. And she was like, I'm going to love you regardless. Like, whether we are like disagreeing about where we're going to eat, or we're disagreeing about how much longer the pizza has to be in the oven, or like little things like that. And she's like, I'm not like, just because you voice something doesn't mean that it's going to make me like you less. And I think I had this idea in my brain because of my upbringing, like the way that responses were to like my feelings or the way like I felt about things, it was immediately like angry and like punishment and like bad. And now I associate with talking about things with those feelings and those negative connotations because that's what I've been taught. And it's so exhausting to now be 24, almost 25 years old, and I feel like a baby and I have to have my hand held and like relearn all of this, just like basically like how to function like a normal human being. But with the idea of like being perfect, and I'm sure there's like other people out there who can like, I don't know, possibly agree with this, or maybe I'm just a special kind of human. It's exhausting. Like in my brain, I'm exhausted. And then I feel bad because I feel like I require almost like so much extra attention. And I'm saying this, and trust me, I think it, and Madison's always the first one to be like, no, you don't require extra attention. Like you just haven't learned. Like you're learning. And I just feel like just so much extra work has to go into me just to like communicate. And it's on my end, I'm just like, oh my God, this is just so frustrating. But it's okay. It's okay if you are setting yourself up to these impossible expectations. You're putting this immense pressure on yourself. It's okay to let someone hold your hand and help you unlearn all of this shit. Because if you think about it, we usually live with our parents until we're like, I don't know, at least with my generation, most people lived with their parents until they were like 21, 22. I only left because of other reasons, and I like went off to college and things like that. But you're with them majority of your life, and then you move out of your parents' house, and then you meet someone, and then you're like, whoa, we were raised completely different. And then it sort of kind of starts like setting off like almost like alarm bells, or it's like, whoa, that's different. Whoa, that's not normal. Whoa, this is completely like, whoa, like, and you're just then an adult and everyone expects you to know how to function, but you don't, because the way that you were taught to function isn't always necessarily correct. And I'm using quotations because there is no correct way to raise someone as long as it's centered with love and support, in my opinion. And what I mean by no correct way is you can be a helicopter parent, you can be a very hands-off parent, but, and like, you know, all those different like parenting styles, but as long as it's centered in love and support and learning and growing your child, I feel like you can kind of do whatever. But when it's the opposite and it's constantly negative and you're constantly shitting on your child and you're constantly like deteriorating them and keeping water and sunlight from this flower that's supposed to be growing, you're like gypping them of like growth and turning into a human being. It almost feels like I'm going through like a second puberty. Like I'm like learning all this about myself. Like I remember when I learned about my period, I was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? And now I feel the same way. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? I'm just out here like, what the fuck? But I mean, it is what it is, I guess. And if you want to generate change in your life that you want to see, you have to have someone there to help you. You can't do it by yourself. Like you need someone to support you and push you and give you love along the way, because it's hard. Like it makes me like, I get like sad about it and I just like cry, because I'm like, I just like the whole situation, I just get like upset about, and I feel sad about it, but it is what it is, I guess. And that's pretty much the gist of the episode. I just wanted to say, let someone in. If you are like me and you're like, I can't like let people see any flaws of me or any faults or anything like that, like let someone in and let someone help you, because there is someone who wants to love and support you and see you grow along the way and see you like do the things that you want to do or turn into the person that you want to turn into. And just like letting someone in and letting someone help you and hold your hand, it's okay. It's fine. And it doesn't make you any less of an amazing human. Now, before you head out, don't forget, I have merch. Go buy one if you please, or if you have the extra funds. I know everyone is pretty tight on money right now because the holidays just got over, but if you have the extra dollars, go buy one. Your support is amazing. And don't forget to send in any write-in submissions that you wish. How you can do that will be in the show notes of this episode. And if you made it this far in the episode, I appreciate the motherfucking heck out of you, and I wish I could give you a big old kiss on your forehead. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for checking out the podcast today, and I hope you enjoyed your time with us. And if you are a returning listener, you already know you're the dopest human, and I cannot say it enough, but I appreciate the fucking heck out of you. And as always, I'm your host, Adri P, and I will see you all next week. Peace out.